Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at that Golden Globe winning Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman, she's sensitive.
She's a 2-4 projector on the right angle cross of rulership in the quarter of civilization. She's a fifth color, left fixed, single definition. She has an unconscious 1949.
Yep, projector.
Your favorite.
And she's been recognized. And she is sensitive, channel 1949. It's unconscious. I mean, that's her only definition. And what's really kind of interesting about it, the 1949, that how sensitive she is to people around her based on her design. You look at the 45th gate, second law, and personality sign, consensus. Developing techniques, and you know, the 45th gate kind of feels that it's a possessive cross she's on, but kind of is the teacher feeling responsible for those people in her tribe or in her little troop.
Well, she takes real pride in being a role model for girls,
Huh.
and that she chooses roles that are positive. She's this ambassador of hope for this organization that promotes micro-lending to help finance women-owned businesses in developing countries. So I think this whole her tribal nature, but also being a 45, like a
Right.
responsible 45. She's a vegetarian. She's been a vegetarian since the 1949. She's sensitive to animals, right?
Right.
She's been a vegetarian since she was quite young. And I think from 2009, she became a vegan and she doesn't wear animal, skins, leather, all of that, right? So,
Oh, so much of her chart is about principles. 63rd gate, third line. Maintaining principles despite associations, which read Hollywood. And the 52nd gate, second line, which is a stillness, really, but it benefits others, a stillness that benefits others. The 49th gate, fifth line, which is sensitivity to the needs of others, you know, and.
Well, she turned down the role in Lolita and said, that it was going to be a sleazy movie and that this whole thing about, using children to objectify sex. I mean, she's been very careful about, nudity. I mean, the movie that she was in with Susan Sarandon, she was not going to do because there was a nude scene. And basically, Susan Sarandon, who had the clout, said, "I want Natalie Portman, rewrite the script," which they did, and she was in that movie with her. But
What movie was that?
oh, I can't remember the name of that movie. It was a good movie
Of
with the two
course,
of
I mean,
them,
the
you
current
know.
movie, Black Swan, which she just won the Golden Globe for. You know, I think as a projector and for her career, I remember her first movie, I think it was her first, called The Professional. I think she was 14 or something. And she really held her own. She was so, this stillness gets me, so self-contained. You know, and she's an emotional being. You know, there's a, I think, a steadiness in her wave, being emotional, a quietness that has a lot of warmth and strength to it.
But also, I think this being a projector, this, she's not driven by her energy in that way. I mean,
No.
she isn't humming and buzzing in that sense. She's really got this kind of focus, I think, that we really see that comes across. I mean, she went to Harvard. She went
Huh.
to college, and her big thing about going to college was that she got discovered in a pizza parlor when she was like 10 years old. I mean, all this started, very young and doing all of this acting. And so she wanted to go to college to find out more about the world and what she really wanted to be, because it's not that she really wants to just
Right.
be, an actress. And that she's obviously very smart and wants to have a life that's more than celebrity, I
Oh
guess,
yeah, no, I mean, in a way, she has a great chart as an actress because she has that open G center, you know, playing a role, very physical, 46 gait, and I think I heard something about her. She always wanted to dance or something, or be a dancer
Well,
or a
she was
ballet
a dancer.
dancer.
Yeah, I mean, she was taking dancing when she was very young, so that role is very natural for her. She talks about that she's anti-method. She actually, you know, just takes on the character. Right. And that when, you know, when the scene is done, she really has to go off and be by herself to kind of, you know, get loose of that. And you know, that's really important to her.
Oh, I think that is so important. It's where I think actors, you know, with the open G, really screw up, because they have a hard time becoming discontinuous with the role they were in. Heath Ledger springs to mind, Marlon Brando, of course, and, you know, some actors that just can't let go of the role.
Mm-hmm.
And you look with this open throat, too. So she can have all these different voices.
Right.
You know, now she's attracting attention just by the nature of the chemistry of that. And she has.
And the fact that she's a projector. I mean, yeah. I think, you know, it's like she attracted attention from, she was recognized from the time that she was very young,
right.
You know, and she seemed to be like the young Audrey Hepburn, right?
Right.
Has that kind of dignity,
vibe, yeah.
Has that kind of grace. I mean, I think it's interesting that now she's pregnant. I mean, we saw her there on the Golden Globes last night. She's pregnant. You know, she's going to have a baby. This is also something that is important to her. And obviously, as this tribal being, you can see that family.
Right, taking care of family. And, you know, I'm sure just looking at her cross and then some of the activations, she makes sure that the money's there, the contract's signed, that it's taking care of the practical needs. You know, the practical provisions to it. She's not just, signing on to stuff that's not practical or that's not going to benefit her or her people or her tribe or her family.
Her mother, I guess, has been sort of like her agent. You know, she's an only child and very close to her parents. But, you know, and so, you know, they've really supported her in all of this.
Oh, I think this is a chart of someone that the conditioning field is very important.
Mm-hmm.
She has two activations of the 47th gate, self-oppression, repression. But that 47-3, that's her personality moon, a self-oppression. But you can find, I think, through trial and error, that you're really okay. You know, part of the virtue of that line. But, you know, with the open splenic center, never really feeling secure or safe. And, you know, she has the 18th gate, fifth line, therapy. You know, and the 18th gate, fourth line, kind of, you know, survival through suffering.
Guess what she studied at Harvard?
Therapy, psychology. Bingo.
Of course. She's got, you know, eight third lines, right? So there's also this real, you know, trial and error, trying things out, you know, really. I mean, I think clearly having to, you know, find her own way.
Right, the discovery, you know, the, and also that... you know, that kind of subjectivity that the third line has about itself. And, you know, the 11th gate third line, the realist, you know, it's a really kind of, and the 8-3, you know, the superficial intimacy, that personality, that...
Well, I think the 32nd gates too, especially this 32nd one, you know, this real focus, you know, and attention to all aspects of a process. She talks about that when she was working with Philip Seymour Hoffman, right, that this is when she really realized that it was about the process, not the end game, right? And that she noticed that he sits there with a notebook and he writes questions for his character, right? And then he answers them. So, you know,
in character,
right? And so her seeing that and just seeing how she's just very intelligent, how she goes about this, right? But this kind of attention, I think, to what's important for her, what is really needed, and really, you know, following that path for herself.
Oh, yeah, and 32-4, maintain her principles.
Right.
You know, she has so many, you know, that 63 that I said about maintaining principles.
Oh, she talks about some scene she did in Goya's Ghost where there was torture or something. And she didn't feel right about it, but she kind of...
Right.
Was pressured or whatever, she did it. And then later she's saying, you know, she, you know, again, she's learning, but that she really has to stand by her principles because it doesn't feel right. And she was, you know, she was hesitant and she was really right about being hesitant. She shouldn't have done it. So that kind of learning that she's very public about, you know, again, I think this thing about being a 45 of really She is really, in that sense, a queen,
right.
You know, in the entertainment field, you know, a young queen. But, you know, we've been watching her for many years, 10 years with the Star Wars things, right? And, yeah, she just really stands out.
Oh, yeah, coming into her own, mm-hmm. I think. Especially given all these open centers,
right.
You know, that the importance of her associations and her surroundings and her relationships with first her family, now her husband, I guess, and then with this child. And I think, you know, why she can do well at 41st Gate, first line, and this is in her South Node, it's about making the best out of a little, but it's the imagination, I think, to make something out of the role,
mm-hmm.
you know, to bring her own sensitivity and whatever principles are might be contained in that to whatever role she does.
Well, and I think also being a projector, this ability, you know, because in most roles, she's focusing on another person. Right?
Yeah.
This being able to, like, you know, really penetrate and absorb and really, you know, be able to work with the different people that she's acting with, right?
I mean, a 2-4, a mission.
Right.
You know, if she's been called,
right?
You know, and called out, and then the fourth line, just that friendliness, that openness,
mm-hmm.
especially with all those third lines, an innocent quality
right.
about it.
Yeah.
So,
well, Natalie Portman, congratulations and have fun
right.
with your new baby.
If only Teresa and I had more time. But as usual, Teresa, say good night.
Good night, Teresa.